This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, May 12, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. Former President Donald Trump's allies are hosting an election integrity summit Friday and Saturday in Detroit. Some participants include Republican National Committee members who have alleged election fraud in the last presidential election. Those claims have not been proven. The Detroit News reports the summit will cover topics such as starting and building local task forces, becoming a presence in the local election office, how to become an election inspector, and working against the left. Wayne State University is hosting commencement tonight for students who graduated during the pandemic and did not get an in-person ceremony. This applies to approximately 11,000 students. This ceremony will take place between 5 to 7:30 at the Wayne State Fieldhouse, the university's new sports arena. President M. Roy Wilson says he was inspired to hold the ceremony after attending a 1995 commencement at the University of Natal in South Africa, held for black students who graduated over the span of 40 years but did not have a ceremony due to apartheid. President Wilson says people who did not have ceremonies due to the pandemic deserve to celebrate after the challenging times. The first renderings of the Bedrock Building for mixed use have been released today. The building is located at the former Hudson store. Bedrock broke ground in 2017 to create the 685-foot tall skyscraper. Channel 4 reports the building will have 1.5 million square feet of space for public use, retail, and events. It's set to become the second tallest building in Detroit and the state of Michigan by 2023 and should be completed by 2024. Mercedes-Benz is telling owners of more than 292,000 vehicles in the U.S. to stop driving them because the brakes could fail. The automaker is recalling the vehicles and says they will offer free towing to a dealership for service. The recall covers certain ML, GL, and R-Class vehicles from 2006 through 2012 model years. Mercedes says moisture can get into a brake booster housing and cause corrosion. That can cause a vacuum leak, decreasing brake performance. Mercedes says in a statement today that in rare cases the brakes can fail. The company says it has no reports of crashes or injuries. Dealers will inspect the booster and replace parts as needed. Owners will be notified by letter starting May 27th. Detroit Public Theater is opening the People's Theater at the former Bay's English Muffin Factory in Midtown, reports Outlier Media. The theater launched in 2015, using space at other venues to stage performances. The organization has held free performances at public spaces for the Detroit 67 show about Black Detroiters' experience of the 1967 rebellion. Outlier Media is partnering with Detroit Public Theater on May 21st for a performance of Detroit 67. Outlier's executive director Candace Fortman will moderate a panel discussion about race and economic inequity following the performance. Find out more information at DetroitPublicTheater.org. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.